צריך לדעת לזכן לשלב פרק חסכה שלגם ובמיוחד המסכת שלך ומדף עין דלת. פרק קיצה, צוילם פרק שבי. פרק דמישנה, בסייעת הדשמי, how do we roast the carbon Pesach? זוג דמישנה, we use a spit of pomegranate wood and stick it from the mouth all the way to the back end of the animal. Rabbi Yosi Haglili says we take the legs that were cut off and the insides that were taken out and washed and we put them back into the animal for roasting. Rabbi Kiva said that's too similar to cooking, which is also for the carbon Pesach. Rather, they're put onto the spit above the head. Zok the Mishnah, one may not use a metal spit or roast the Pesach on a grill. Rav Tzadik said Rabbi Gamliel once instructed his servant Tavi to roast the Pesach on a grill. Fshek Gemara, why can't you use a metal spit? Zok the Gemara, metal conducts heat well. So therefore, if you use a metal spit, the part of the spit that's exposed to the fire would cause the entire spit to become heated and the heat of the spit would roast the meat around it. That wouldn't be good because the Torah says the Pesach has to be roasted by the fire, not by something else, not by the heated metal. Why can't we use palm wood? Why does it have to be pomegranate wood? Zogmar, palm wood has grooves which secrete liquid, which would be considered cooking the animal instead of roasting it. Why can't we use fig wood? Fig wood is hollow and therefore also secretes a sap, which would again cook the Pesach. Why can't aloin wood or carob wood or sycamore wood be used? Zogmar says they have knots which must be cut off, and when they're cut off, the area of the cut secretes the liquid. Pomegranate wood also has knots. The Gemara says those knots are smooth and don't have to be cut off. Another terrace learned the Mishnah refers to the wood from a pomegranate tree within its first year, and that has no knots. In fact, the Gemara, the place where it's cut off from the tree will secrete a liquid even by pomegranate wood. Zok the Gemara, that end is kept outside the mouth of the animal, so the liquid does not touch the Korban Pesach. Zok the Gemara, Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda because he says in a Braisa, just like a wooden spit doesn't burn when the meat is being roasted, so too a metal spit doesn't get heated up and may therefore be used. Rabbanan said that metal conducts heat and therefore is treated differently than wood. So our Mishnah, who says that metal can't be used, obviously is not following Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah says, "Benoisin es kira o vichulu." Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel would refer to the roasting of the Pesach as tuch tuch, because he held that the legs and the insides were put back in the animal, which made the sound of like tuch tuch while it roasted. Rabbi Tarfon would call it a helmeted goat, because he held that they were put in the spit above the head, giving the appearance of a helmet on the goat. Zok the Gemara, Braisa asks, what's considered a helmeted goat, which is also to eat on Pesach after the Chorban? So that people don't think that you're bringing a Korban Pesach after the Chorban. It's only usher if the entire animal is roasted as one piece. However, if a limb was cut off, even if it's then roasted with the rest of the animal, or if a limb was cooked, it's not usher. In fact, the Gemara, if when a limb is cut off, it's not usher. Surely when it's cut off and then cooked, it's not usher. The Gemara says, the case of the cooked limb is discussing where the limb was never cut off. It was cooked while it was attached. Two different cases. Zok the Gemara, Rabbah says, meat that's only salted enough for roasting may be used as stuffing for an animal that will be roasted. Abaye asked, but the animal will absorb the blood that's being purged by the stuffing meat. Rabbah said, the same way that the roasting causes the animal to absorb the blood, it also causes the animal to purge the blood that it absorbed from the stuffing. For the Gemara, maybe we can say that our Mishnah is approved to Rabbah. The Mishnah says that the legs and insides are put back into the animal and roasted there. We see that we're not concerned with the animal absorbing the blood from those pieces because we say the same way to absorb the blood, it purges the blood. Maybe the case of the Pesach is different because the open neck from the Shechita allows the blood to exit, which may be why we're not concerned that it will get absorbed. For the Gemara, maybe we can say that a Braisa is approved. The Braisa says that to eat the heart of an animal, you have to tear open the heart before cooking it. If he did not tear it open before cooking it, he may tear it open after cooking it. Presumably, this is because we say that the same way to absorb the blood, it purges the blood, and it's a proof to Rabbah. So Gemara, no proof, because it may be that the heart is treated differently because its walls are smooth and don't even absorb the blood at all. Okay? In fact, Gemara, maybe we can bring a proof from Ravin, who prepared a bird in batter and then roasted it for Rav, who held that it was mutter. It must be because we say that the same way the blood is absorbed by the batter, it's also purged. Gemara says this batter was in particular was made of fine flour, which is full of cracks and allows the blood to flow out without being absorbed. That's the case that happened over there. For the acting Gemara, when Rava was offered a bird prepared in that way, he said he would eat it only because he saw that the liquid absorbed in the batter was clear. If we say it purges just as it absorbs, even if it's a reddish color, we should assume that it's not blood. Gemara said that batter was made of a thick flour which wouldn't purge easily. Gemara says that the halacha is, if the batter is made of fine flour, whether the absorbed liquid is red or the color is clear, it's mutter. If it's made of a thicker flour, if the absorbed liquid is clear, it's mutter. If not, it's usser. If it's made of other types of flour, if it turned red, it's usser. If not, it's mutter. With regard to the meat stuffing, the one who says it's usser says so even if the opening faces down. The one who says it's mutter says so even if the opening is facing up. The halacha is, Zok the Gemara, then it's mutter even when the opening faces up. With regard to a piece of meat or beitzim or arteries which have become red from absorbing blood when still part of the animal, there's machlek between Rav Acha and Ravina. And we pass on the Rav Acha, who is lenient as follows. So if they're cut and salted, they may even be cooked. If they're roasted, they're mutter because the blood flows out. If placed onto coals, so one says that they're usser, the coals cause them to shrivel and retain the blood, and one says that they're mutter, the coals draw the blood out. We paskin that they're mutter, we paskin the kula that they're mutter. Zok the Gemara, a piece of meat that became red from absorbed blood, the juice that flows from it after the roasting is usser. Rashi's second pshat is that the vinegar that it's soaked in after the roasting is usser. The Mer continues, if the meat hadn't turned red from absorbing blood, the juice that flows from it is mutter. Ravina said, even if the meat had not turned red, the juice or the vinegar is aser, so it's not possible that it does not contain some blood. Marbar Amemar said to Ravashi, my father would swallow this juice. The vinegar of Ravina's case. Others say that Ravashi himself would swallow this juice or the vinegar. Marbar Amemar said to Ravashi, my father would not reuse vinegar to draw out blood a second time, meaning that you would use the vinegar to draw out blood. Once it was used once, he wouldn't use it again. In fact, Marbar, why is that any worse than weak vinegar, which can be used to draw out blood? So a second time use is like weak vinegar. Why is that any different? And for the Gemara, because if it's never used, the grapes give the vinegar the ability to draw out the blood, even if it's weak. Once it's used, it totally loses that ability, and therefore, he did not use it again.